We're the farm station, all ag, all day. Ran into Tanner Antonick, who is with Alta Seeds. Great to see you.
Good to see you too, Tony.
Okay, 2022. Is there anybody who really wants to remember 2022? Because it was a pretty tough year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was ugly all the way around. I live in Northeast Texas. We even had Milo fell out up there. So it was a pretty bad year when that happens.
So as bad as that was, can we pull anything positive out of the 2022 growing season with sorghum?
You know, I think it was a good year. We went into our second year of the iGrowth launch, and so we got some of our second generation products out there. Saw tremendous success in the areas they did get some rain. So we left that year looking good. But the big takeaway was last year, 2022, was our first launch of the silage forage sorghum, the 8484 IG. And we've gotten rave reviews over how, A, the chemistry performed, but also how well it cut, the tonnage we got out of it. So we're seeing a lot of increased demand for forages this year.
So it's one thing to have the tonnage, but what about the buyers? Are they happy with what they're seeing? In other words, dairy and feedlots.
Yep. Yeah, so when you look East Coast or West Coast, they heavily prefer BMRs. In the Texas Panhandle, Western Kansas, most of the time it's a preferred tonnage. And so where that's a conventional midrib, growers and the buyers have been very happy with what they're getting off the acre. Even for a conventional midrib product, it's got an extremely high grain yield. So it's still got a lot of nutrition to it for a conventional midrib product.
What are some of the challenges that producers of forages have had over the last, obviously 22 was a really tough year. But looking back over the last few years, what are some of the challenges? And then I'm going to swing back around and say, how are we addressing those?
Yeah. So actually, the biggest challenge in my mind is since about 2018, we've either had really good supply or no supply of sorghum forages. And actually, that would go even for some of the other native grasses because it's all produced in the Northwest. They've had a lot of weather patterns that haven't been conducive to seed production. So one of the things we saw last year with the drought was after production was planted, a lot of forages got planted in the Texas Panhandle, Western Kansas, Nebraska. So we were going through next year's supply late in the summer. So as we enter the 2023 growing season, while there's good availability out there right now, I could see in 90 days there not being many sorghum forages left, especially the multi-cut products.
So moving forward, how do we, one, address that issue, and what are some other things that we need to be thinking about as we head into the growing season?
Yeah, I think as we head into the growing season, first and foremost, if you're interested in sorghum sedans, sedan grasses, millet, get that on the floor now, no matter who your supplier is. We expect the industry to be very short. We're getting calls daily and unable to fill most of those orders. So please get your orders in early if you know you need feed this year. Going forward into next year, we're going to work on strategically overproducing some products so we can make sure to supplement the industry. But just know that it's a good time for sorghum forages. Guys are getting to try out a lot of new stuff they may not have tried previously. Getting to look at technologies like dry stock or sugarcane aphid tolerance, BMR. And so a lot of different opportunities for your acre. Come and talk to one of your Alta Seeds reps. We'll be glad to help you find something that works out.
So good to see you. Wish you the best. If we want to find you online, can we do that?
Yeah, we actually just launched a new website, altaseeds.com. Go check it out. I'm pretty proud of it.
Tanner Antonick is with Alta Seeds from the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando. I'm Tony St. James. We're the farm station, all ag, all day.